Since this summer, we've been tracking the progress of Herman and Candelaria Zepp, an Argentine couple who've journeyed from their homeland to Alaska in a 1928 Graham Page touring car. During their 3.5-year journey, they have zigzagged across the United States. They had a baby. And when we heard from them 3 weeks ago, they had reached their goal, Alaska. Now it's time for one final visit. This week, the Zepps attempted to drive as close as possible to the top of the world, to the shore of the Arctic Ocean. And Herman Zepp joins us now from the Prudhoe Bay Hotel. Herman, welcome again.
Well, thank you so much, and so great to be with you again.
So what have you been trying to do this week?
Well, you know, when we started from the very bottom, now we want to get to the very, very top. And we want to get to the end of the road, and here we got to Prudhoe Bay.
And was it hard to get there?
Yeah, it was really hard because, you know, the BP, the company, after September 11, they closed the access to the people, to the public.
This is British Petroleum, BP. They're an oil company because you're in an oil drilling area.
Yes, that's right. So our idea was to drive to the very top, to touch the ocean, put our foot in the water, and they said that we won't be able to do that at the very beginning. Thank God, at the end, they said yes, and they really, really treat us very well, and they took us to the ocean. And you cannot imagine how we were jumping and screaming and touching the water.
Got to do a little bit of journalistic disclosure here. I understand that you mentioned to the BP folks that you were on NPR all the time, and that's one of the reasons that they took such good care of you.
That was so, so great. Oh, my God. Then they called me back right away, and they say, okay, we will let you know.
Herman, could you hand the phone over to Candelaria?
Yes, thank you so much.
Hi.
Good to talk to you again.
Oh, yeah, good to talk to you again. Here is snowing.
I understand you guys actually got to dip your toes in the Arctic Ocean.
Yeah, it was a cold water. But, you know, we couldn't see more roads, so that was a little bit of sad, you know, because we can't drive anymore. There's no more road. We have to cross the ocean now.
Candelaria, one other question, if I might. I realize it's kind of personal, but I'm thinking about a husband and wife spending 3.5 years in a car on the road. Did you ever have any fights?
Well, you know what? No, we didn't have any fight. If you don't fight the first week that you're all the time together, you are more together.
You know, I love you guys to death, but I'm not sure I believe you when you say you never, ever fought.
The car is too small. We are so, so close. We can't go anywhere. But it was great. No, we really are very, very, very happy together.
You never said, stop this car. I'm getting out.
No. No, I didn't. Yeah.
Candelaria, could you do one more thing for me before we say goodbye? Could you have Herman come close to the phone receiver so that you both can hear me?
Yeah.
You both can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to congratulate you both and thank you both for sharing your journey with us.
Oh, thank you, sir. And thank you to all these people who were following us and helping us on the road.
We really want to leave a message to everybody. Is everybody has to chase their dreams. Nothing is impossible. We did it, so we know now that all the dreams can be true.
Herman and Candelaria Zepp are at the Prudhoe Bay Hotel in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska.